It's 11:28 on Sunday, October 1st. Do you know where your spirit is? And do you, for that matter, know what your spirit is? Here's a hint. You're more likely to find it and recognize it if you stop looking. Our service today is about embodied spirit. And in that light, I invite you to go into the darkness of yourself and close your eyes and listen to the entirety of what I have to share with you with your eyes closed. Go ahead, close them if you haven't already. No one's watching you. I'll tell you when to open them. Don't worry, you won't miss anything. Step inside your own embodiment and rest a while. Like a bird, your spirit is most likely to alight upon you when you are still. I discovered my own spirit quite by accident from the outside in. As a teenager, I'd spend hours in my room writing and listening to music and studying. And then to recover from all that input into my mind, periodically I'd stretch my legs into the air or fold forward and hang like a rag doll. I had no idea that what I was doing is called Salamba Sarvangasana, supported shoulder stand, and Uttanasana, forward fold, and that yogis had created an entire lexicon and science around this way of moving the body thousands of years prior. All I knew is that stretching into myself this way felt intuitive and right. And it taught me that my body, like your body, is one of the most powerful communication tools in the known universe. Even the most extensively equipped satellite in the farthest reaches of the galaxy has nothing on the human body you are sitting in right now. That living, breathing sensor array that collects data about its environment, internal and external, and transmits a constant stream of detailed information all the time. Maybe you're receiving those transmissions right now. Let's tune in for a moment with eyes closed. Send the radar of your mind's eye into the darkness of your body and look for what is being communicated to you. Notice what you notice about your body. Feel what you feel. What is being communicated to you from within the space behind your eyes? What is being communicated to you from behind your heart? Don't interfere with the signal or attempt to adjust it like you would a grainy TV set. Just receive. Receive. In my 20s, I began a proper study of yoga, learning not just the postures, but also the purpose of the practice. Although yoga has taken on various forms in the West, it was never intended by its first teachers to be mere exercise. The entire purpose of yoga, in its purest form, is to use asana, or the physical postures, to get the body out of the way in preparation for meditation. Yoga is, in other words, a mechanism for improving signal-to-noise ratio. We stretch to relieve our bodies of their aches and discomforts and to stop the mind chatter that tells us we are achy and uncomfortable, so that when we sit in repose or lie in Shavasana, the final corpse pose in most yoga practices, all of this noise is gone, and we are able to receive the signal pure and clear from within. Where is that signal coming from now inside of you? Your lower back, your hips, your jaws, the backs of your thighs, your knees or ankles? Take a moment to find it. It can feel like heat or a vibration, perhaps, and that's because this signal, like all signals, is a form of energy. In yoga, we call it prana, or life force. Sometimes we call it kundalini. This life force is the same life force that created everything around you. It is consciousness, it is creativity, it is love, it is spirit. That signal you're receiving is your spirit, the energy that is you. This embodied spirit energy is known and felt by all of us. It's even hinted at in our language. When someone is full of energy, we call her spirited. We say we'll dance when the spirit moves us. When we're happy and excited, we say we are in high spirits. We know what spirit is because spirit is manifested in our bodies as feeling, as prana, as life force. Now that we've given our bodies our full attention, yours is likely yearning to be shifted and stretched and moved. Do that now. Remember, no one is watching you. They all have their eyes closed. Take a moment to find the signal and adjust it. If the signal is coming from your stiff neck, try rolling your neck to the left, down to the right. If it's coming from your back, try to feel what it's communicating to you, and perhaps try placing your left hand on your left knee and your right hand on the edge of your chair, and then gently twist to the right. And then once you've done that, try twisting the other way. Many of us try to immediately label these signals as pain or tension or discomfort, but I encourage you to think visually instead of verbally. Take a moment, for example, to visualize what is being transmitted in your back body. If the sensation you were feeling were lichen, like the lichen that grows on trees, what would it look like? Is it smooth or bumpy? How much area does it cover? Of course, when we're turning into our life force, our spirit, it helps to focus, to clear the channel of that noise, and we do that through our breath. The yogis created a practice for this too, a practice called pranayama. Yama means to harness. So when we practice breathing, we are harnessing prana, harnessing spirit. Notice when you take a deep breath now that the signal changes, especially if you're able to stay focused on your breath and eliminate other noise, mainly noise in the form of thoughts. Our thoughts, our ego mind, likes to keep us from noticing what's inside, happening inside of our bodies. It is difficult to do this, to let our thoughts pass by so that we might stay within the space of our bodies. It's a little like riding a bucking bronco. The more you practice, the longer you can stay with it, but I found that no matter how tightly I hold on, eventually I will be thrown. Luckily, with the practice that we're doing now, there are no scrapes or bruising. At this point, we're going to now open our eyes and come back to the room together. But I invite you to get right back on the bucking bronco of your mind a little bit later and try again, breathing and tuning into the signal that your spirit is emitting. Practice throughout the day. Take a moment, 30 seconds. As we journey farther and farther into our bodies through the practices of asana, pranayama, and meditation, we, just like the ancient yogis, begin slowly shedding the trappings of the ego. This is when spirit truly emerges, and when yoga, in the truest sense of the word, begins, harnessing the body, mind, and spirit. But the ancient yogis also knew we couldn't remain in our bodies forever. We must interact with the world and with other minds, bodies, and spirits. This is why yoga, like Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, offers principles for spiritual practice in our daily lives as well. They are known as the 10 yamas and niyamas, and they include svadhyaya, or self-study, aparigraha, or non-grasping, non-greed, tapas, self-discipline, and ahimsa, non-violence. I take great comfort and pride in noticing how many of these principles also overlap with our own Unitarian Universalist principles. It's through our bodies that we yogis find who we really are. And it is through our bodies that we become better souls, more whole and perfect spirits. We recognize ourselves from the outside in. We recognize ourselves as spirit, as energy, as light. And the light within me sees and recognizes the light that you all are. Namaste.
Good morning. I'm Maggie. And I'm here today to share my story, how I embody my spirit and how I teach others to embody spirit. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I am confident to say I consider spirit my me-ness and your you-ness, the essential-ness that without, you'd kind of be like a robot. It's the thing that my clients are striving for. I'm a personal trainer, and they come to me because they want their body back, but when they get in their body, they realize they were striving for the whispers of their spirit. The spirit that speaks to them through their body. I have this voice, and you do too. When I was 7, I was in my body. I ran everywhere. I ran to the mailbox. I ran to the bus stop. I ran to the fort I was currently constructing. I ran away from my dog, hoping that she would be it in our one-sided game of chase. My body spoke to me in panted breaths. Run faster. Keep going. You're almost there. Push harder. You'll get there. It'll be more fun. Faster, faster. That was my spirit speaking, teaching me about racing toward my desires. When I was 12, I was in my body, riding my bike everywhere. I rode to the lake for a swim. I rode to town for a thrill. I rode to my friend's house. I rode for no reason. My body spoke to me in rhythmic pulses. Push, pull, push, pull, push, pull. My spirit was teaching me about putting my head down and pushing and pulling until I arrived at my destination. When I was 19, I was in my body, dancing all the time. I danced to learn. I danced for the passion of it. I danced for my dinner. I danced to teach. My body spoke to me in chanted counts. 1 and 2, 3 and 4. Stay with the group. Don't miss a beat. My spirit taught me through that movement how to work with a group. Stay with a partner. Create something beautiful together. In my 20s, my body carried me. I was married to a paranoid schizophrenic at the time. My dog and I would walk in the middle of the night. We pounded a meditative two-step under the stars, under the safety of the trees. My spirit was teaching me to find the solace in the quiet solitude. When I was in my 30s, I had bodies inside my body, and I waddled everywhere. My body said, slow down. And finally, my body said, bear down and bring this soul into the world. And my spirit taught me that it is okay not to know everything. You can let the mystery be. When I was 35, I was in a pain-filled body. I was overweight. I limped. Each step chasing my toddler gave me searing pain that moved me into a fetal position every night, crying. Why? Why am I hurting so badly? I can't take this any longer. That too was my spirit saying, you have to make a change. You have to make a change. These times in my body were my spiritual upbringing. I have always craved spiritual knowledge. As a child, when I asked my mom why we didn't go to church, She said, if you want to be with God, go outside. And so I did. I took my body outside, and my spirit that lives in my body taught me. And now I have the honor to show others a way into their bodies. My work is a path toward a kind of freedom that is only achieved when we listen to the body speak the language of our unique spirit. I believe this is true because I have witnessed it. I've taught dancers in wheelchairs who thought they couldn't move an audience with their rhythm. But at the end of the show, the house was on their feet. And those dancers heard their soul say to them, how you move matters. Keep moving. It moves people. I've trained athletes who thought they were at the top of their professional game only to go out and top that game. They came back to me with their spirits shouting, I had no idea how strong I was. I've trained desk jockeys turned green from fluorescent lighting. They text me selfies from mountaintops. Life is worth living. I've trained stay-at-home moms who've dedicated every ounce of energy to caring for their little ones. And finally, they throw away the scale because they know they are more than an arbitrary number. And grandmas, whose greatest joy is getting down on the ground to play with their grandkids and getting back up again. You may be asking yourself, as Reverend Megan asked me, how does this embodied spiritual practice help us through trying times in our lives and in society? For me and the people that I have walked with, danced with, hiked with, meditated with, and exercised with, an understanding settles into our bones. It is the knowing that our bodies may separate us, but our spirits unite us. Listening to the spirit speak to the body we begin to care for. Taking care of this body makes the work of the spirit flow easily. And as we see the power of our singular spirit working in the world through this body, our compassion awakens. We no longer tolerate these ways of separation. Your body is teaching you, and you live in that body. So listen to your spirit speak.